And then the sign of the Son of Man shall appear in heaven. Blessed be his name. In his first coming, there was also a sign. And the angel told the shepherds, and here's the sign unto you. You will find a babe in swaddling clothes laid in a manger. And also in his second coming, beloved, there is a sign. But not as it was in his first coming. The picture is totally different. You won't see a babe, you will see a man. And you won't see him clothed in a swaddling clothes. According to Revelation 19, his garments and the robe that he will wear and the name on his thigh, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the sword that comes out of his mouth, everything speaks something totally different. He's not coming lowly, laid in a manger, in his humility, when he emptied himself. No. In his second coming, it will be totally different. Scene of glory, and he is coming, not to save, he's coming to judge. He's coming not to die for sin, he's coming right now to judge those who rejected his work on the cross. And in between the sign of his first coming and the sign of his second coming, there was also another sign. Simeon could tell Mary, Virgin Mary, his mother, and he could tell her, and this is put for the rise and the fall of many, and here's the sign. And he was speaking of his crucifixion, when the Lord Jesus, the Son of Man, was hung there on a cross between heaven and earth. And beloved, this is what we are proclaiming today, that this blessed Son of God, who has come from up on high, as it were from the bosom of the Father, to the womb of Virgin Mary, and from there to the cross, he is coming back again to the same earth that has rejected him and said to Pilate, away with him. We don't want this man to rule over us. And the last scene, the world has seen our blessed Lord Jesus. They have seen him in a very shameful scene. He was hanging naked on a cruel cross, as if they are saying, away with him. We don't even want him in this earth. And they lifted him up on a cruel cross. This is the last scene the world has seen my blessed Lord and Savior. But then, when he is coming back to reveal himself in the revelation, in the appearing, beloved, Revelations 1:7, and every eye shall see him, and those even who pierced him. Oh, beloved, he will come in his glory. He will come in his might. He will come to execute judgment, according to Jude 14, upon all the ungodly and upon all their ungodliness that they have done, and the harsh words, the difficult words that they have spoken against him. Beloved, the Lord Jesus is coming very soon to put everything in its rightful place and to make everyone value his rightful value. Pilate will take his rightful value. Herod, the same. All those who are crying against the Lord Jesus and calling him names and doing all kinds of horrible things in his name, all the Lord Jesus will come and execute judgment. But praise be the Lord, 7 years prior to that, he will come and receive his own to himself. And as we know, before a country will attack another country in any kind of war engagement, before they would declare the war and before they would start the war, they would withdraw their citizens from that country. And praise be the Lord, he will take us to himself prior to the judgment.
we see the answer the Lord gives now to the question of what will be the sign of his coming. And it is first that he comes in glory and power at the end of verse 30. Power and great glory. He comes not secretly, but very openly. And those that are looking for him are looking up. They're looking up to heaven from where their redemption comes, as we read, quoted Revelation 1. But he's also coming in judgment. And this judgment is for all those that have opposed him. And we find this unusual expression in verse 28. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. One is reminded that there will be a mass amount of death that the Lord will inflict on the human race at his appearing. I was referring to, there's a verse in Revelation, Revelation 19. Revelation 19, verse 21. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. That expression, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. It's an allusion to this, the judgment that the Lord will bring. So his coming will involve great glory and power. He will overcome all the enemies. This is at the end of the Great Tribulation. So we have fast-forwarded from verse 15 in the middle of the week, the 3.5 years now, and we're now at the end. And when we get to these verses 29 through 30, 31, 32, we're at the end. And now we see other signs that are given, what will happen on the earth and in the heavens. There'll be these, the moon will not shed its light, the sun will turn color, and so forth. These are other things. But it all brings about the appearing of the Lord, which every eye shall see.
What you're pointing out then is that in his appearing, that he's coming in great glory and power, that there is going to be an opposition to his authority at the time of his glorious appearing. And so he's going to have to put down that opposition, and he's going to do it decisively. And I think this is what Jude himself reminds us of when he says he comes to execute with his holy myriads, to execute judgment against all and to convict all of the ungodly, of them, of all their works, of their ungodliness, and so on and so forth. There is the force of power and great authority for him to install himself in that rightful place to which he belongs. Just to think of the expression Son of Man reminds us of the fact that it is to him that all judgment has been given. God has graciously ascribed every right of judgment and rule to him, and he's going to execute that. I was just thinking, as we mentioned about the elect before, that the elect here, in contrast to we the elect of the Christian company, he's coming for us when he comes in the matter of the rapture. He does not send the proxy. But it seems here that to some degree in the Son of Man coming from heaven, he gives the angelic host responsibility to go and collect the elect. I was wondering if there isn't an appreciation there that we can have that where the church is concerned, exclusively we are his and he comes for us. Here in the elect of his own in that day, it's a matter of the angelic host collecting them.